Good afternoon and welcome to Montana at Noon. Your Weather Command forecast for North Central Montana says, rest of today, partly cloudy, highs 10 to 15, east winds up to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 5 below to 0, northeast winds up to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, not as cold, mostly cloudy, highs 20 to 25, northeast winds up to 10 miles per hour. Wind chill readings 5 below to 15 below 0 in the morning. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, lows 5 to 10, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs 25 to 30, northwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows 0 to 10 above 0. Thursday and Thursday night, mostly clear, highs 30 to 35, lows 5 to 15. Friday and Friday night, mostly clear, highs 40 to 45, lows 15 to 20. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs 45 to 50. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows 20 to 25. Sunday, partly cloudy, highs 45 to 50. Here are today's news headlines. As previously reported by new media broadcasters, Chloe Corner of the local Scouts BSA troop is working towards her Eagle Scout project and recently received $1,100 from the Veterans of Foreign Wars as a result of the Haver Optimist Club's donation to the VFW. Corner says that this project not only benefits the community, but also benefits her on a personal level.
My first benefit is I've been in this since 2019. I had a really rough patch in like 2021 where I was like, I'm just going to quit. I got offered to join the Chester girls, and I went and joined Chester for a while. We drove to Chester every, I think, Thursday. And then I came back, and it was like, just like, I really wanted it, and I really have been pushing for it. And like, so many people just don't do it. Like, they want it, they just don't do it. So accomplishment, for one. Number two, people need to be recognized here. It's Haver. It is small. Nobody knows where we are. And the veterans here still matter. They still served. So it's still a good recognition for them.
12 new Montana Highway Patrol troopers were commissioned on Friday, March 1st. Attorney General Austin Knudsen and Lieutenant Colonel Kurt Seger led the address at the graduation ceremony at the Helena Civic Center before the badge pinning and oath of office. The new troopers were part of the 78th MHP Advanced Academy, spending 24 weeks in intense training. Four of the 12 troopers are from Montana, with the remainder attending from across the nation. Among the new troopers are Manti D. Jeffs of Colorado City, Arizona, who will begin their service in Choteau, and Brett L. Westford of Cuter, Washington, starting assignment in Malta. The 4-H Chuck Wagon will be home to the Feral Swine Seminar on Tuesday, March 5th. This is put on by Montana State University Extension. MSU made comments on the dangers of feral swine, commenting on the diseases they can carry, which can affect both livestock and humans in some cases, as well as their effect on the environment they inhabit. The Haver Seminar is set to start at 10 a.m., with another seminar scheduled in Chinook at 3 p.m., also on March 5th. In Chinook, the seminar will take place in the Senior Center. What started as a drive to take in changing foliage along Butler Creek, UM student Jay Schutz became groundbreaking research of feral cats in Missoula, studying the growing phenomenon and impact to the area. The city of Missoula allegedly somewhat sanctions domestic cat colonies, providing the animals are spayed and neutered. However, no entity is able to regulate populations, as once a cat is feral, they are not eligible for adoption. This leads to more feral cats in urban and wildlife areas, with an increased number of stray cats banding together. According to Anna Meals, a Missoula no-kill adoption center and nonprofit animal food bank, over 50 cat colonies are thought to reside in the Missoula area, with an average 25 cats per colony. The American Bird Conservancy contend that these colonies have a negative impact, having contributed to the extinction of 63 species of birds, mammals, and reptiles in the wild. A feral cat's presence alone may cause other animals to avoid the area and abandon homes, as well as draw other potential predators to the area. Project proposals for funding consideration are being sought by the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest. Eligible projects should focus on improved maintenance of existing infrastructure, implementation of stewardship objectives enhancing forest ecosystems, or restore and improve land health and water quality. The Helena, Lewis, and Clark Resource Advisory Committee will consider proposals providing substantial benefit to the national forest system within Broadwater, Teton, Lewis and Clark, Fergus, Judith Basin, Ponderay, Marr, and Wheatland counties until April 15th. The Mark and Robin Jones College of Nursing at MSU has been authorized by the National Accreditation Commission for Midwifery Education. This allows for a nurse midwifery path in the existing Doctor of Nursing Practice program and improves healthcare for Montana residents, especially for rural, frontier, and native communities. Nurse midwives are trained to provide prenatal and postpartum care and allows them to attend births. In addition, they may provide primary care for women in adolescence and older. The first class is expected to admit 8 students and will start in August. In order to qualify, students must be a Montana resident and hold a bachelor's degree in nursing. Nurse midwifery applications will see immediate acceptance. With the graduation of the inaugural class, the MSU Nursing College becomes eligible for full accreditation, which lasts for 5 years upon approval. Montana Superintendent of Schools Elsie Arntzen is encouraging Montanans to complete economic impact surveys on 2 sets of educational standards. In February, the Assessment Negotiated Rulemaking Committee met to review proposed amendments to the Title X Assessment Standards, while the World Languages Content Standards Revisions Committee met throughout last fall into December to review the Administrative Rule of Montana. The surveys will be used to develop economic impact statements as required by Montana Code. They will determine any substantial cost implications associated with proposed rule changes. The statements will be reviewed by the Education Interim Committee. For more information, visit opi.mt.gov. The Montana Farm Bureau Foundation has announced their annual Youth Speech Contest. The contest is set for April 4th during the 2024 FFA State Convention at the Billings Metro between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the Laurel Room. This is open to students in grades 7th, 8th, and 9th who are enrolled in 4-H or FFA. The prepared speech needs to be between 2.5 and 4 minutes in length, with the speech topics being either agriculture or tourism, which is really Montana's cash crop, what does the Montana agriculture industry need to do to remain competitive and sustainable. Participants must pre-register by March 25th at mfbf.org. The Montana Wheat and Barley Committee will conduct a live pitch competition Monday, March 18th. MWBC March Madness, inspired by TV's Shark Tank, will feature MSU students in a showcase of research work in the plant sciences and plant pathology department. The top 3 competitors will receive scholarships of $1,000, $500, and $250. The event will run from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Student Union Building on the MSU campus in Bozeman. Those wishing to register for the event may do so online at montanawbc.com. The MWBC board will hold their spring meeting following the event on Tuesday, March 19th. Now let's take a look at today's posted county wheat prices. In Hill County, winter wheat is $5.18 and spring wheat is $6.20. In Blaine County, winter wheat is $5.08 and spring wheat is $6.15. In Liberty County, winter wheat is $5.23 and spring wheat is $6.20. In Choteau County, winter wheat is $5.18 and spring wheat is $6.20. In Phillips County, winter wheat is $5.03 and spring wheat is $6.10. Those were today's news headlines and today's posted county wheat prices. Here are today's funeral notices. Gary Clevenger, age 68, passed away due to natural causes on Friday, March 1st at Benefice Healthcare in Great Falls. A visitation will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, March 6th, with his funeral to follow at 11 a.m. at Holland and Benign Funeral Chapel. Burial will be in Highland Cemetery immediately following the funeral service. Those were today's funeral notices. Now let's take one last look at your Weather Command forecast. Rest of today, partly cloudy, highs 10 to 15, east winds up to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 5 below to 0, northeast winds up to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, not as cold, mostly cloudy, highs 20 to 25, northeast winds up to 10 miles per hour. Wind chill readings 5 below to 15 below 0 in the morning. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, lows 5 to 10, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs 25 to 30, northwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows 0 to 10 above 0. Thursday and Thursday night, mostly clear, highs 30 to 35, lows 5 to 15. Friday and Friday night, mostly clear, highs 40 to 45, lows 15 to 20. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs 45 to 50. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows 20 to 25. Sunday, partly cloudy, highs 45 to 50. This has been Montana at Noon. 7 days a week, we are your primary source for news and information. For new media broadcasters, I'm Kendall Brown. Have a great afternoon.